Hello?
Hi, this is Jane Doe calling from the Home Care Agency. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, hi, this is Jane Doe calling you from the Home Care Agency Family First.
Oh, hello.
Hi, so you texted that you're interested in the home care program?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so is it for yourself or for a family member?
It's for my mother.
Oh, okay.
And she wants me to be her aide.
Yeah, yeah. So, did she ever apply for services? Like, did you have an assessment day? Did you start the process, or this is just the first call to an agency?
It's not the first call. Mm-hmm. She applied to Freedom Care, and then.
Oh, okay.
What's that one?
Was she approved for Allie?
Care for a ring or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
She was approved, but they wanted bank statements.
Okay.
For like proof of income.
Not sure. Okay, I could try to see if she has hours approved. If not, we can help her with to get the hours. Do you have her Medicaid ID?
Hang on one sec.
Mm-hmm. I thought I could try to pull out with her date of birth and name or social.
Hey, Mama. So I'm on the phone with the health care agency I was telling you about.
500 people
mm-hmm.
rose to their feet.
What's your Medicaid ID number?
Solace, but for a father who refused to lie.
You signed
me up? Martin turned and walked off the stage.
Sign me up for what?
Chaos lasted nearly 20 minutes. Tariq sat back.
My Medicaid ID number.
Gideon
hello?
Him.
Yeah, not Medicare, but Medicaid.
Oh, Medicaid.
Mira had watched the live stream. Daddy, I saw it. You sang so beautifully. Tariq's throat tightened.
She doesn't know. I can try to pull it up with her date of birth and name.
Sophia Blackwell, a woman in expensive suits with a polite smile that
well,
never
you
reached
you
her eyes.
That?
Mr. Ellison, no. She said.
12-25-66.
I am here to resolve.
Okay, and her name?
Charlene, Sharleen, Brian, Bryan.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. Okay, yes, it's coming up as Charlene H. Bryan.
That's right.
And it looks like she's with UPMC, Community Health Choices.
Correct.
Okay, great. So this one looks like she has the waiver yet in hours. So she will need an assessment done. And then she will get the hours approved.
Okay.
According to her needs and everything, they will approve her hours. And I will have assigned an enrollment specialist that will help you with the process until she gets everything approved, and then you could start working for her, be the caregiver and
okay.
get paid. Do you want me to add your number as the main number, as a point of contact?
You can.
Okay, so 267-271-2441?
Yes.
Any other number to add on file?
The 570 number?
I don't have that one.
What a number you just called?
I just called the 267-271-2441.
Yeah.
Do you want to add any other number?
Oh, do I want to add another number?
Yeah, on file. Just add another
number. You can add my mom's number.
What's your number?
This is for her. 570-986-4539.
4539. And what's your name?
My name's Rose.
Rose, R-O-S-E?
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll be the caregiver, right? So what's your last name?
Brian, B-R-Y-A-N.
Rose Brian. And what's her address?
3228 North 13th Street, first floor, Philadelphia, PA.
19140?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any minors in the home?
Huh?
Any minors? Any kids in the home?
No.
No, okay. And you said 2228 North 13th Street, first floor?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And any specific like needs? Any she has any major medical conditions that we need to be aware of?
Does she need any equipment?
What?
You asked me if she needs any equipment.
No, I'm asking if she has any medical conditions that we need to be aware of.
Medical issues? You mean like health issues?
Mm-hmm, yes. Like why she needs assistance with, because of her conditions.
Wow, there's a list. She has rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosis spondylitis, bursitis, osteoarthritis. Mm-hmm. I forgot what they said she has in her bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she needs assistance getting around, cleaning, cooking.
Yeah, getting around, cleaning, cooking, bathing, doing her hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I let me see if I have one of the specialists available that could transfer over? And also, I would like to give you the number of the broker, which you need to reach out to schedule the first assessment.
Where is my book? Oh. There we go. All right. I got a pencil and paper.
Okay, great. So the number to reach out to is 877-550-877-550.
4227.
Mm-hmm. And whenever you have a chance, you could call. So just schedule the assessment. First assessment.
Okay.
Okay, now let me see if I have someone to transfer you over, one of the enrollment team. Okay, waiting to see if I could transfer you over. Just give me another minute or two.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
He was? They didn't go through.
Okay, I don't want to keep you waiting. It looks like they're all on the phone, another call. So maybe I'll have them call you back as soon as they're on the phone. Okay? So to make sure to answer, it will be like a similar number to mine. Usually starts with the 267-551.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully in the next hour or so, you can expect a call. Okay? Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great day, Rose.
You too.